Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's 9:37. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Children to shout. WGN, 1 week from the big day. When Christmas Day. Let's see what Dr. Kevin Most has in his sack of surprises for us today. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. Good morning to you, my friend.
Gene, how are you doing? You staying warm on this cold, sunny day?
Warm. It is just awful outside. And this is the kind of weather, because it is so cold outside, that we are more likely to get catch a cold, get the flu, right? I mean, in this kind of weather, just our systems can't fight back in this kind of cold weather.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a couple things happen. One, we gather indoors more. We don't have as much air circulation in our house from outdoor fresh air. And we're kind of having these peak infections going around. So, yeah, it is kind of a, these next, you know, 10 days are going to kind of hopefully keep people wise, because we could set a tone as to what happened right after Thanksgiving occur again here in early January.
I actually know somebody, I won't say the name of the person, but it is somebody that you know from radio or TV, who believes that putting Vicks VapoRub around your nostrils will prevent the germs from coming in and getting in. And I've told them a million times that's not true. And they believe in the power of Vicks VapoRub.
Well, I guess, you know, it's a power of positive thinking, I guess. You know, Vicks VapoRub is great. The menthol in it allows you to breathe easier, opens up your airways a little bit. But it certainly doesn't block any viruses. So I'm not sure who that is, but
I'll tell you, I don't want to call them out publicly, but I'll tell you privately one day.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you this? This is actually true. My dad figured that if it was helpful to put it on your chest when you had a cold, that it must also be good to take a spoonful of it and make your child eat it. I can't tell you how many times I had to have a spoonful of Vicks VapoRub, because he thought if it was good on the outside, it must be good on the inside.
Ouch.
What is your medical opinion of that, Dr. Most?
Yeah, that is not a good idea at all.
Right?
So let's not follow your father's advice.
Right. You wondered why I am the way I am today. Now, I've also heard, just staying on the Vicks VapoRub thread for a minute, some people put it on their feet, and they claim that, that they get a relief from that. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people do, you know, people do put it on their feet. You know, one of the things it does do is increase the blood flow to that area. That gives you that warmth feeling when you put it on. Yeah. So there's like a, what we call a vasodilator, which brings blood to the surface. I think that's the feeling that they get in their feet. But certainly it really doesn't do much in your feet, and really it is more the aromatic aspect of it that's going to help you as you breathe through your nose and through your mouth.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There are helpful Vicks VapoRub tips for you this morning. I was reading something online about COVID, because you know we were going to get to that this morning, that China is going through what they expect to be the first of three major waves of COVID this winter. Partially, I guess, because people are more indoors, but also because of celebrations that they have coming up. Not Christmas, but the Lunar New Year holiday is coming up. Are we looking at something like that? I know numbers are up, but are we looking at major increases in numbers as well?
Well, we're certainly going to see some increases. You know, the interesting thing here in the United States is that probably about 90% of us have some type of immunity, whether it be from getting an infection or being vaccinated and boosted. In China, almost the exact opposite, where they haven't had a lot of cases. So the natural immunity in China is extremely low. Also in China, they use their own vaccine, and we really don't know how effective that vaccine is. So certainly we're going to see some increases. You know, we have a new strain out there right now that has really just kind of taken over, which has us somewhat concerned, especially for the seniors and the immunocompromised individuals. But we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed and hope that people do get vaccinated, because we know that that's going to be the impact that's going to keep people out of the hospital from being really ill.
I guess I'm not surprised, but it doesn't seem very efficient with something that is so contagious that they would have their own private vaccine different from what most of the world is using. Wouldn't it be more effective if everybody was using the same thing, that we're fighting, you know, the same way?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if we all were on the same vaccine and we could change based on what the results were worldwide, it'd be great. You know, right now, China is testing a nasal vaccine. So are we going to get those results and trust them? I'm not so sure, but we'll see what happens. But certainly, it would make much more sense to have one vaccine that we're all using, just like influenza, Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, we all use the same vaccine. And it really does impact the spread of the illness.
Very interesting. You know, that's I guess I never thought of the geopolitical impact of some of these things, that countries want to have ownership of something that they may develop, even though by sharing it, they could be preventing people in their own countries from getting sick and diseases being spread, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we look at, you know, public health and the humanity of what are we going to do, look at what we've done. Look at the vaccines we've developed and have provided for everybody, you know, certainly here in the United States. And we have supplied the vaccine to countries abroad as well, knowing that the world is getting smaller. And boy, if the spread of illness, as we have proven here over the last couple of years, can go from one corner of the world to the other corner of the world very quickly. So getting in this all together is probably the right thing to do. So it's kind of disheartening when we see that some countries are going to kind of isolate themselves and kind of play with their own ball and not share.
Yeah, especially when they're having major surges of COVID right now. You'd think that they'd want to try to find whatever way possible to protect their own people. What's the latest on influenza? I would guess, just in, you know, in talking to friends and coworkers, that people that I know are getting the flu more than they're getting COVID right now. Are they on equal footing, similar footing?
Well, you're spot on. Influenza numbers are up. Certainly COVID numbers are up. RSV numbers are starting to come down, but still high. But influenza is probably, I don't want to say 2-to-1, but probably close to 2-to-1 to COVID. And again, very low vaccination rates for influenza this year, which is a little discouraging. So certainly right now is probably a good time. You still are about a week away from Christmas. If you're going to be gathering with people, getting that influenza vaccine is probably a great idea, especially if you're going to be around grandparents or someone who's immunocompromised.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I mean, you know, it seems like, you know, we should all know all of this stuff, but everyone is going to be getting together for Hanukkah, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, for, you know, various celebrations, New Year's Eve, lots of, oh, give me a kiss for New Year's Eve. Let me share some germs with you for New Year's Eve. What, you know, what are the precautions? I mean, what should people be doing without being overly paranoid, I guess?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing is, if you have any symptoms, please do a test, do an influenza test, do a COVID test. Stay out of those environments. It's okay to miss a year, because you don't want to be known, you know, as the one who spread the illness to many people at a party. So that's probably the biggest. And the other thing we all have to understand is that the COVID strain that's going around right now, the monoclonal antibody drugs that we made for COVID that worked so well are not working at all. Matter of fact, we have stopped giving them. So those individuals who are not going to get a good immune response, seniors, immunocompromised, those are the ones you certainly don't want to get ill. So if you're having any symptoms whatsoever, test yourself and stay away if you're positive. It's not worth going to a party to see your relatives or friends and spread an illness that could be devastating.
Yeah, go to party if you're wearing a mask. Is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I think people wearing masks, I don't think it's going to happen much. But if you were really looking at what's the best thing you could do, would be do the things that we went to. Go back to basic blocking and tackling, right? Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, be careful. Those are probably the big things. Fist bumps instead of hugs. You know, anything we can do to minimize and slow the spread, to, especially to those who are most vulnerable.
All right, let's get to some questions for Dr. Kevin Most. After a break, if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Text 312-981-7200. 951, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital, on with us as always. And Marcia, first up on the line here. Hi, you're on with Dr. Most. Marcia?
Hi. Hi, everybody. Happy holidays.
Likewise.
I just have a question.
Thank you.
My husband has tested positive since December 2nd. He doesn't have symptoms anymore, and the CDC says if you haven't had a fever in 24 hours, you shouldn't be contagious. But why is he still testing positive?
Yeah, Marcia, we have found that there are some people that will test positive for weeks and maybe even longer, months. So in other words, the virus is still there, still kind of in back in the throat or in the nose and replicating, but not to a point where it's contagious. So we know that the viral load has to be a certain level to be positive. But we have found that individuals after a certain period of time may continue to test positive, but would not be considered contagious and had not spread the illness. One thing I would look at is, you know, making sure that he stays on top of it, because just because he was positive in December, you know, he still could come up with symptoms. And if he does, certainly get on Paxlovid, decrease those symptoms, and see, that may totally eliminate the virus as well.
During that time at which he is no longer exhibiting symptoms, you say that he's not contagious, so he doesn't need to quarantine anymore, right?
Yeah, he's done with his quarantine. I mean, he was done with his quarantine, you know, essentially on December 12th. So what, today's the, what is today, the 20-something or
20th? 18th today.
So 18th. So certainly he's been a week past. So yeah, he should be fine as far as a contagious point of view, but still may test positive.
All right, Marcia. Yeah, good. Oops, I'm sorry about that. Let's get to Becky. You're on WGN. Hello.
Good morning. I'm getting over being sick for about 10 days, and it sure felt like COVID, but I continue to test negative for COVID, and I had the last vaccination, I think that was my fourth vaccination in November. And I was wondering, because people all around me are testing positive for COVID, but I tested negative, so my doctor treated it like the flu.
Yeah, Becky, you know, the tests are really are pretty good. And if he did a PCR test instead of just the regular test that you can get, you know, from the grocery store or the pharmacy, certainly we're seeing a lot of upper respiratory simple coronaviruses as well as rhinoviruses that are lasting about 10 days. So if you had symptoms that were comparable to influenza, very possibly that it was. I'm not sure if they tested you for influenza, but if you were negative for both, you had a bad cold, okay. But unfortunately, there is a lot of upper respiratory out there. So I wouldn't be overly concerned. Your symptoms seem to be, I think, gone or going away, which is great. If you really want to be ultra careful, get tested for influenza as well.
And should I continue to wear a mask to protect other people from getting what I have? I walked into a store, and I was literally the only one with a mask on in a sea of people. So I have to admit, I took my mask off because I thought, well, they don't want to protect themselves. I was having trouble breathing, so yeah. What should I do?
Yeah, well, appreciate the effort that you made to try to protect others from getting what you had, and that certainly is something that we would recommend. Anybody who's asymptomatic, if you're going to be in a public area, please wear a mask. It's one level of stopping the virus from getting airborne and getting close to others. That's how it spreads. So certainly while you're symptomatic, wearing a mask is totally appropriate. Don't worry about what other people are looking at or doing. You're doing the right thing for yourself as well as for those around you.
Yeah, good luck with that, Becky.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you have a nice holiday. Thank you very much for calling. Dr. Kevin Most, we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. We will get back together right after the first of the year and continue talking all things health. We wish you and your family a wonderful, wonderful, safe holiday, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dean. Same to you. And thanks for all the listeners who at least come out and listen to you and ask great questions so that we can get education out there to everybody. So we really appreciate it. So thank you.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital.